In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen. Today is the eighth day of the blessed month of Ram Hotep. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for in peace. And from guilty war, our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Matthias the Apostle was martyred about 63 AD. He was born in Bethlehem, followed by the apostles, and was chosen in place of Judas Iscariot in the upper room on the Mount of Zion. Peter stood up in the midst of their disciples and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in the ministry. Now this man purchased the field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open the middle, and all his intellect gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem. So that field is called in their own language, Ekel Dama. This is field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let this habitation be desolate, and let no one live in it. And let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, you, O Lord, who know the heart of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas, by transgressions, fell that he might go to his own place. And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on the Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Afterward, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and went to preach the gospel until he came to the country of Cannibals. The custom of those people was whenever they sized a stranger, they put him in prison for 30 days, feeding him grace. Then they bring him out and eat him. When St. Matthias came to them and preached among them the message of love, they sized him, plucked on out his eyes and put him in prison. Before the 30 days were over, God sent to him Andrew, the apostle, and his disciple. They came to the prison and saw the prisoners, and what abominable things the people of the city did to them. Satan inspired the people of the city to size them also and kill them. When they were about to size them, the two saints prayed to the Lord, and a stream of water flowed from under one of the pillars of the prison. The water flowed out into the city and rose up until it reached the necks of the people. When the people of the city gave up all hope of saving their lives, they came to the apostles and wept before them, confessing their sins. The apostles told them, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. They all believed and they released St. Matthias. St. Matthias, along with it, St. Andrew and his disciple, told them the mystery of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The apostles prayed and entreated God, who made the water to cease. Then they baptized them in the name of the Holy Trinity. They also prayed to the Lord Christ, who removed from them their barbaric nature. The apostle appointed over them bishops and priests. They tarried with them for a while, during which they instructed them and confirming them in the faith. Then they left the people of the city and entreated them to come back to them speedily. St. Matthias went to the city of Damascus and preached there in the name of the Lord Christ. The people of the city became angry, so they took him and laid him upon an iron bed. They lighted a fire under it, which did not harm him, but his face was shining with a light like the sun. They marveled exceedingly, and they all believed on the Lord Christ through the Matthias, the apostle who baptized them, and appointed priest for them. He tarried many days with them, confirming them in the faith. Afterward, he departed in peace in one of the cities of the Jews called Phalon, where his body was laid. May his praise be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year of 188 AD, the 3rd of March, the Holy Father, Pope Julian, the 11th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This may his praise be with us all, amen. On this day also, Saint Irenaeus, the governor of Ancyna, was martyred. May his praise be with us and glory be to God forever, amen.
Ti Agia Maria ti parsenosa exeios ometaios pi apostolosa. Baba Abba Julianus, be our Eresa. Exeus Abba Erianus, be our Chief.